Good morning, everyone. Today is August, second. Today is September 6th, 2022. It is 10:02. There is a quorum present. We're going to call this meeting to order. You can all join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is a reminder, folks, to silence your cell phones or electronic devices. Moving right along, item number three, this discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the agenda for September 6th, 2022. My fellow commissioners, have any questions regarding today's agenda? All right, is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? Public comment or actually an agenda item? Oh, we'll wait for that. Thank you. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number four, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes for July 19th, 2022. My fellow commissioners, have any questions or comments regarding the minutes for July 19, 2022?
No questions.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding the minutes for July 19, 2022? As a reminder for folks on Zoom, they can use the raise your hand feature or for those folks calling in, star six to unmute yourself. One more time, any public comment? All right, not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, entertain a motion.
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes for our July 19th, 2022 meeting as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number five, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes for the August 2nd, 2022 meeting. Any questions or comments from my fellow commissioners?
No question.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding the August 2nd, 2022 minutes? All right. Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah. I move to approve the minutes from our August 2nd, 2022 meeting as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number six, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes for August 16th, 2022. Any questions or comments?
I just had one. Under item 18, there's a reference to recorder it was spelled wrong. So just a clerical correction.
All right. Thank you. Is there any public comment regarding the minutes for August 16th, 2022? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes for the August 16th, 2022 meeting with the one noted correction.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Item number seven is today's consent agenda. My fellow commissioners, have any questions or comments about today's consent agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I have a point of order. I'm sorry. I think I wrote down that correction on the wrong minutes, and it should have been for August 2nd instead of August 16th.
Noted.
Maybe just get that on the record.
Thank you for that. No questions or comments regarding the consent agenda?
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you care to entertain a motion?
I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Item number eight is public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. This comment should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda. These comments should be limited to the agendized topic. That said, please come up and state your name for the record.
Hello, my name is Christina Schwanke.
Great.
I'm here today just to reiterate my desire that Story County goes back to paper ballots. I believe that it is important that our county is a beacon for free and fair elections. And I believe that we have a strong commission and a brave person that will be taking the clerk's office. And it is time to make sure that every voice in Story County matters. I am the former chairwoman of the Story County GOP. And during my time doing that, I have talked to many people within Story County. I have hugged senior citizens on Social Security who have cried and said that their vote did not count in our county, and that they felt fear about what was going to happen to them in the future, given the nature of things going on in our state. And I believe that my job as a human and as a United States citizen is to make sure that the voices of the unheard are heard. And part of that is us doing the right thing and going back to paper ballots and making sure that every vote in Story County is counted properly. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comments. Is there any other public comment today?
This is Nicole Bard. I'd like to make a comment.
Yes, Nicole, you have the floor.
Okay. My name is Nicole Bard. I'm a resident of the Highlands. After the last election, it was asked of the clerk at the time if there had been any issues. She said no. We have not had issues in this county with voting as far as I have been voting. So my request is that if the commission, if the commission decides to switch to paper ballots, that a cost benefit analysis be done before that decision is made, and that the cost benefit, especially on the benefit side, should be heavily weighed with, have we as a county ever had those issues? Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Nicole. Is there any other public comment today? I noticed we do have somebody that says there's no video. Is that still?
It seems to be correct. It's not.
Okay, great. One more call. Is there any other public comment today? All right, not seeing any other public comment. We're going to move right along to item number 9, which is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. As we always do, we're going to start with the sheriff's office. All right, thank you, Sheriff. Moving right along to the fire department.
Hi, good morning, commissioners. Jeremy Longcart for the record. I'll make this real brief. It seems when it rains, it pours, and we've had quite the devastating effects on our fleet. So I want to get up here and just publicly just thank the shop and the work that they've been doing to keep our equipment rolling. Unfortunately, what's been breaking down is our heavy equipment, and we're in the peak of Nevada's fire season. So they've worked extra hard in helping keep us going, as well as trying to work with some outside vendors to do that as well. And with this recent heat wave we've been experiencing, I just want to remind everyone that we are in the peak of Nevada's fire season. Please be careful with your outdoor recreations and be just fire smart out in our mountains. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Any questions or comments for the Chief? Thank you, Chief. Next up is Story County Public Works Director Jason Rusbicki. Thank you, Jason. Projects Coordinator Mike Northan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A couple items for the board today. Mike Northan, Operations and Projects Coordinator. This one is the water storage tank maintenance contract. Bids were received on that contract on Tuesday, September 1. We We had two bids, one from Suez, which is Veolia company now, and also from Resource Development Company out of Sparks. Those bids have been turned over to our committee for consideration. The committee is made up of personnel from the Commissioner's Office, the Comptroller's Office, Community Development, and Water Plant Operations. And when the committee comes to a decision, we'll be presenting that to the board. Item two, the VC Highlands Community Center. Contract has been drafted, sent to the contractor for their review and signature. As we've noted before, there are some considerable lead times for some items in the contract. Right now, the backup generator, if that remains in the contract, we're looking at 26 to 32 weeks for that item. We're currently working with the contractor to develop a strategy for how to structure the work in light of these lead times, try and provide the most usable building that we can while we have to wait for some items. Item three is the fuel bid. It is time to put the county fuel delivery contract out to bid again. I'm getting specs from the shop director, Trent Scretta, for the diesel and gasoline fuels. And I'll be organizing and publishing that bid as soon as I have those specs. And item four, I've been working with Director of Senior Services, Ms. Stacy York, in putting a cover over the breezeway at the Senior Center in Virginia City. There's a space between the building and the walk-in coolers that tends to collect snow from the roof, making a hazardous condition for the staff there. So I've got preliminary engineering, and we'll be getting CHD and ComDev approval and then getting some quotes to the for the work. And I'll be reporting that to the board when I know. And that's all I have today, sirs.
Thank you, Mike. The fellow commissioners have any comments for Mike? All right, thank you. Moving right along to Story County Communications, Becky Parsons. All right, moving on to Business Development Director and Emergency Management. I know that Honey is taking Laura's place today. Laura's place, excuse me.
Good morning, Honey Honey Menapi, for the record. Laura reached out to IT and they created an email distribution list that's going to be for providing all of the businesses in Story County, whether they be large or small. With information that may be beneficial. So like resources or general information, and any business that is interested in signing up for this distribution list, they should contact Laura at her email, lmather@storycounty.org or at 775-432-4081. And that is the end of her report. And I have nothing to report for community relations.
Honey Menapi has nothing.
Honey Menapi has nothing.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Moving right along to the VCTC. Do we have Linda with us today? Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Good morning. Leah Cruz, Event and Business Development Manager for VCTC, for the record. As we all know, camel races are this weekend. The camels just got into town about 10 minutes ago. The first show will be Friday at 5 p.m. and there are discounts for locals at the visitor center. Those tickets are only $10 for that 5 o'clock show on Friday. The next shows are Saturday at 10 and 2 and then Sunday at 2. We will be running a shuttle each of these days. The stops are going to include the loading zone in front of the Delta parking lot, the parking lot at the Freight Depot, and the fairgrounds. So it'll kind of just go in a loop all day. We have a new person who is going to be handling the shuttle for us, and we're very excited. And then I also want to thank Public Works for all of their help getting things ready for us this year. It's been kind of hectic, and we really, really appreciate them. Upcoming events, the Ferrari Hill Climb and the 100-mile horse endurance race are the 17th and 18th. Street Vibes, as we all know, is coming the 22nd through the 24th. The C Street will be motorcycle parking only. Once that permit gets in, we'll have more. The Nevada Association of Counties, NACO, is meeting here the 27th through the 29th. We will be using the Freight Depot and Pipers, as well as some other locations in town for various breakout groups. So be prepared to see a lot of people in town. It's a midweek. They're expecting at least 200 attendees. And I'll also speak a little bit on Pipers. We have a lecture this Friday. It's Victorian Theaters in the West. We have bingo on the 15th and another lecture. The U.S. Indian agent Franklin Campbell will be on the 22nd. And that's it for us.
Wonderful, Leah. Thank you. The fellow commissioners have any questions for Leah? All right. Thanks again. Up next would be the Comptroller's Office. Comptroller McCain. Thank you. Up next on my list would be the Assessor's Office. We have Assessor Seddon with us today. Take that as a no. How about the Recorder's Office? Do we have our brand spanking new recorder, Drew McPherson, with us today?
Yes. Good morning. As you know, today is my first day as the recorder. As an office, we are focusing on getting everything settled with that change. Again, I want to thank you for the appointment and look forward to working together in the future. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Drew. Fellow commissioners, have any questions for Drew? All right. Up next would be the IT department, IT Director James Dean.
Good morning, commissioners. James Dean, Story County IT Director. Just wanted to report we're going to be lighting up our first microwave link on the sewer tower down on 6 Mile tomorrow, and that will increase our redundancy in town, and we'll be able to start moving some of the links off of St. Mary's and lighting up some new facilities. And that's all I have today. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, James. Any questions for James? All right. Up next is Human Resources, Jeannie Green.
Nothing to report, thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. Up next is Community Development Director, Pete Renault.
Good morning, commissioners. Pete Renault for the record, Director of Community Development. There's been a lot of interest on how much square footage is being built in the industrial park. So I kind of went through and threw some numbers together, and I had come up with just over 8 million square feet has been permitted, is in construction, and that's not counting some projected projects that are going to be coming up in the near future. So we're going to be well over 10 million square feet, I'm sure, in the next couple of months. And that's all I got to report today.
That's wonderful news, Pete. Thank you very much. Fellow commissioners, have any questions for Pete?
Only a thought that really bodes well for our financial future here in the county. We're seeing an incredible growth down there. I think it's bordering on maybe 13 million seats with what's already been talked about.
Wonderful. That is indeed great news. All right. Moving right along to the Senior Center, Stacy York.
Good morning, Stacy York, for the record. I just have some dates for calendars. We're doing an enchilada cook-off at the Virginia City Senior Center, Friday, September 16th at 6 o'clock. We have the Mammo Van returning down in Mark Twain. It'll be at the Community Center on October 6th. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then we are also going to be doing a resource fair down in Mark Twain, and that'll be Wednesday, November 9th from noon to 6 p.m. And that is all.
Thank you for that update, Stacy. Fellow commissioners, have any questions for Stacy? All right. Moving right along to the Story County Justice Court. I see Judge Harrington's with us today. Do you have any news for us? I'll take that as a no. Moving right along to the District Attorney's Office.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Due to the fact that I'm technologically challenged, I have not been able to put my name in. And I do want to report that in past, we've had some discussion about what's the difference between no greater than and approximate. And I've been discussing that with Jennifer McCain. And what we're thinking we're going to do is put it policy in that says that it's a minor change if it's either 1% or $5,000, whichever is less, but no event greater than the amount of the appropriation set forth in the budget. And I don't want to get into a discussion with this because it would be a deliberation. We'd have to put that on an agenda. But if there are any comments outside of the meeting, we'd be happy to listen to them. And that's all I have.
Sounds great, Keith. Thank you very much. Up next on my list would be County Manager Osborne. What do you have for us today?
Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. Just to let you all, we are continuing to interview HR directors. So we had a number of applicants from far and wide. And so we have some great folks. We're down to the top three at this point. We're also beginning the interviews of emergency manager directors. We had roughly 40 applicants for that and about 10 to 12 that are highly qualified. At this point, I also want to let you know, we're going to begin a couple town halls. Mark Twain will be the next strategic plan town hall. I would expect that to occur in about the next 3 weeks. I'm working with Linda Ritter on coming up with a good date for that. And then in Virginia City, there should be a town hall coming up, both for the strategic plan, but also for a matter dealing with the Lands Act and educating folks about what that means and how we're going to help transfer some of those lands. That's all I have.
Thank you, Austin. Will commissioners have any questions for Austin? All right.
Thank you.
That wraps up our staff reports. We're going to go ahead and move on to item number 11 on today's agenda. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the increase in costs for installation of security film on the exterior and interior windows of the county courthouse from $23,350 to approximately $24,432, a difference of $1,082. Honey
Menefee, for the record, in January of 2022, Sierra Window Tinting had provided a quote to install security film on the 169 panes of glass that is in the Story County Historic Courthouse. This amount was included in the fiscal year 22-23 budget. On August 11th of 2022, Sierra Window Tinting provided an updated quote for the same project with a new cost of $24,432. This is an increase of $1,082. This project has been approved by both the Comstock Historic District and the Nevada State Historic Preservation Office. And that is the end of my
wonderful summary. Thank you. My fellow commissioners have any questions on this agenda item?
Not.
All right, thank you. Is there any public comment regarding item number 11 and the security film? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the increase in cost for installation of security film on the exterior and interior windows of the county courthouse from $23,350 to $24,432, a difference of $1,082.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for that, honey.
Thank you.
Moving right along to item number 12, this is discussion for possible action, discussion and consideration per Story County Commission Resolution 22.657, draft bill and or resolution for the 2023 legislative session regarding safety corridors and certain items related to traffic safety on Interstate I-80 or Interstate 80, excuse me, between Reno, Sparks and Fernley, and submittal of final products to the Legislative Council Bureau or otherwise to the legislature. County Manager Osborne.
All right, thank you, commissioners. I'm gonna pass out a document to you that also is in the back of the room and also with the clerk's office for the public. As you're aware, Austin Osborne for the record, County Manager. On August 16th, this county commission had taken action to direct me to work with our lobbyists, Will Adler and Alex Tanchek and their team to develop a bill that would turn the Interstate 80 between Sparks and Fernley into kind of some kind of a safety corridor. So we've been working on ways to make that happen. Adler has been doing a lot of research and Alex in kind of ways to make that happen. They had run into a bill that was created in 2009 in Southern Nevada. It was SB 240, and it dealt with Route 159 in the Red Rock Canyon area, and had been turned into NRS 484B, according to Will and Alex. That might be a way for us actually to take a bill that was already created or a law already created and allow us to do something that had already been done. A precedent has been set, in other words. And what Will and Alex are suggesting at this point with their experience working with the Legislative Council Bureau is to create a bill, and that bill would deal with all the safety corridor items that this board wanted to consider, like speed reductions and covering your loads and enhanced enforcement and looking at safety, traffic calming devices, things like that along this portion of the interstate. And that there would be then secondly, like a legislative declaration that would deal with the NDOT and NHP working with Story County and the mayors and the leadership and Reno, Sparks, Washoe, Fernley, and Story County on creating a report to show what long-term improvements along Interstate 80 and short-term improvements might look like and cost. So they've been working with LCB on ways to make this happen and also do it in such a way that it'll have a successful route through the legislative process. And then also in addressing kind of in an efficient way too, you know, to complete the process. Will and Alex are on Zoom with us today. They may have a couple of things they want to talk about how they're doing this. So I certainly welcome them to chime in at any point. That's all I have at this time.
Thank you, Austin. I see Will has his camera on. Will, is there something you'd like to say?
Will Adler for the record. Just generally, it was a great pleasure working with Austin Osborne, as always, and the rest of your county and staff. You guys gave some pretty good directives and a good mandate at your county commission meeting. We included that, all of your commentary and the minutes, with our bill draft to make sure the intent was clear and that we were able to convey all of your words forward. And the drafting process is a drafting process. We will get that conveyed in its totality going forward. And thank you for allowing us to do this on your behalf. It was a pleasure, and look forward to bringing this to the legislature. I think it'll have a really good impact. And if you have any questions, let us know about what's going on at any time or right now. If anything isn't clear, please ask for some context right now.
Thank you, Will. My fellow commissioners, have any questions for Austin or Will?
I don't have any questions. I'm excited about this outcome. And thank you, Will, and all those in Carson City and Austin for the thinking outside the box. It appears to me, and I'm cautiously optimistic, that we'll be well received at the legislative session this year. And the proof's going to be in the language. We want to carefully vet how we're drafted, and that we're getting the kind of a program out there on the highway that will make a serious difference. But so I'm anxious to see the final draft and wording. But thank you for all the effort, and I think we're making great headway.
I would agree with you, Lance. Hopefully this makes it all the way through. I think the folks in Lockwood would be greatly appreciated. Anything?
I would just mention that, you know, especially given some of our recent legislative escapades, using a proven template, if you will, that has some good footing, I think is a wise way for us to move forward. We don't necessarily need to reinvent the wheel, no pun intended.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comments. Again, thank you, Austin and Will. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. In accordance with Story County Commission Resolution Number 22-657, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the county manager and county lobbyists to continue drafting a bill and or resolution for the 2023 legislative session regarding safety corridors and certain items related to traffic safety on Interstate 80 between Reno, Sparks, and Fernley, and to submit a final product or products to the Legislative Council Bureau or otherwise to the legislature.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Again, thank you, Austin and Will, and Alex, for your efforts on this.
Thank you, Chair, and thank
right
you.
Along to, thank you. Moving right along to item number 13, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval for the Public Works Director to sign a task order number 48 with Far West Engineering for the Story County Electric Avenue Rehabilitation Project in the amount not to exceed $336,714. Director Worsbicky.
Morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Jason Worsbicky for the record. Just as you stated, this is to be able to sign a task order for the rehab of Electric Avenue and the Tahoe Reno Industrial Park. The limits of the rehab are from USA Parkway to the Tesla Guard Shack, approximately 0.5 miles south of Venice Drive. The total length of the project is approximately 2.2 miles of multiple lanes. Preliminary evaluation of rehabilitation treatments includes roadway pulverization with cement treatment and overlay and miscellaneous patching and overlay. Treatment type and limits of work may be adjusted depending on funding availability. Items included are project management, geotechnical investigation, pavement design, bid docs, bidding assistance, construction admin support, construction observation, and materials testing along with staking. So when the, I guess, the tender CIP was done several years ago, at that point in time, Electric Avenue wasn't in that bad of shape, but over the last several years, it's really taken a beating pretty bad. So that's why we require extra inspection and stuff to be able to do the job right.
All right. Thank you, Jason. My fellow commissioners have any questions for Jason regarding this project?
I have no questions.
I have just one for the non-technical, just I'm referring to myself in that case. Do I understand correctly that this basically, this task should get us to the point where we're ready to actually
start construction? Yes.
Thank you.
We will go to bed and once all the findings from the engineering is done and find out how much it's going to cost us.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the wrong business.
Yeah.
That's what it is. All right. With that said, is there any public comment regarding item number 13 and the rehabilitation project? Task order. Not seeing any public comments. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the Public Works Director to sign task order number 48 with Far West Engineering for the Story County Electric Avenue Rehabilitation Project in the amount not to exceed $336,714.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Moving right along to item number 14 is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board, bringing us to item number 15, which is the consent agenda for possible action. Do my fellow fire commissioners have any questions regarding today's fire commission consent agenda?
So no question.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding the Fire Protection District consent agenda? Not seeing any public comments. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I'm happy to. Chief, do you have anything to add on this, or are we good to go?
No, nothing to add.
Thank you. I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the newly created personnel policies P310. I'm sorry. Is that the only item on the consent agenda, or can I just move to approve the consent agenda? I'll take the motion that's suggested.
Okay.
I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the newly created personnel policies P310 probationary period, P311 rehire, P312 license occupational certification, P313 casual intermittent part time, P314 annual new hire physical examinations, P611 leave for parents of children enrolled in school, and P612 leave for nursing mothers for the Story County Fire Protection District.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number 16, this discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of a two-year contract with AT&T FirstNet Data Service for Story County Fire Protection District in the amount of $628 per month. Chief Longcar.
Hi, yes, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar. So basically what we're moving to here, the FirstNet program was specifically built for emergency responders nationwide. It has federal support. And what this allows us to do is we get discounted rate on everything that we use cell phone for, whether it's data, whether it's communication, so forth. However, We get discounted devices, discounted plan. So part of this is moving away from our current Verizon plan to move to this FirstNet plan, and as well as adding additional devices. Even with adding the additional devices, this is going to be a cost savings to the district. One thing really good about FirstNet that I'll bring up is that everyone here in town's experienced the data slowing down once we get a big, heavy event weekend or something like that. On FirstNet, it'll throttle everyone else back except for the emergency responders. So this actually adds to more of our communications ability during these large events when our cell systems are taxed, they're maxed. So again, it just, it's a better program, as well as adding additional devices that allow us for our mobile data terminals in our engines. So we can tie in with dispatch, get real live feed of real live information regarding our calls. So it is a 2-year contract, and it is under the amount that we're currently paying for Verizon. And I'll answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Chief. My fellow fire commissioners, have any questions for the chief?
I have no questions. No.
Just to make sure I'm clear on this, the contract is for the service portion, and the equipment is covered by a grant. Is that correct?
We were able to get a grant to pick up what's called cradle points. Now, I'm not a real tech guy. I wish our IT could dive in more, but the cradle points actually allow for the laptop computers to be used in our vehicles, and that is all covered under a grant.
Thank you, Chief. Just for my knowledge, so FirstNet is only available through AT&T, or Verizon offers it as well?
It's through AT&T.
Okay.
So they are the ones that use it. And as well, just kind of a side note, the CAL, what we refer to as CAL, that's set up with our NV Energy program, which is a cell on wheels. You may have seen it out the Highland station out there. When we have times when NV Energy shuts down all the power, we set up the cell phone towers as part of our NV Energy contract. They're also on the FirstNet as well. So it just builds in a more robust system for us.
Wonderful. Thank you. Is there any public comment regarding item number 16 and the FirstNet data service? Not seeing any public comment. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the 2-year contract with AT&T FirstNet in the amount of $628 per month for the Story County Fire Protection District.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Moving right along to item number 17 is to recess to convene as the Story County Water and Sewer Board. Bringing us to item number 18, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible vote to select General Improvement District Representative to the Story County Debt Management Commission. I believe Assistant DA Loomis is going to handle this.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. The appointee from the Canyon GID was Philip Kelton. He was representing the GIDs in the Story County. He has moved out of the county, is no longer eligible to sit on that commission. And so we're in the process of selecting a new person to represent the GIDs. And as there are 3 GIDs in the county, I'm sorry, am I still?
Keith?
Yes.
We're having trouble hearing you. Is there any way you can address that?
It's just a little muffled.
I'm off the mute. Let me try. Can you hear me now?
We can. It was just a little muffled, and so I don't know if it's possible to either get a little closer to the whatever's picking up or what have you.
How about now?
Much better.
Okay. Well, this agenda item is intended to take the vote of the Virginia Divide Sewer Improvement District as to who will be selected to represent the GIDs in Story County on the Debt Management Commission. Under NRS 350.115, the selection of a representative of the GIDs is done by a single vote from each of the GIDs in the county. I would note that the Canyon GID has already proffered David Hart as their proposed representative. And this is the opportunity for the Virginia Divide Sewer Improvement District to either support that or nominate someone else to fulfill that position.
Happy taking. Thank you, Keith. Did you get all that?
I think so.
Okay. My fellow Sewer and Water Board commissioners have any questions about David Hart's appointment to the GID or to the Debt Management Board?
No.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding the appointment of David Hart to the Debt Management Commission? Not seeing any public comments. Vice Chair Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to cast the vote of this board for Dave Hart to serve on the Story County Debt Management Commission as the representative of general improvement districts in Story County.
Second motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Keith.
You're welcome.
Moving right along to item number 19 is to recess to convene as the Story County Highway Board, bringing us to item number 20, which is discussion only. No action will be taken. Report of the Public Works Department regarding roads and highways in Story County. Public Works Director Jason Wurzbicki.
Hello again, Jason Wurzbicki for the record. Just a quick update. As we spoke earlier in the just a few minutes ago in the meeting, we're getting ready to submit engineering and testing for a road rehab project on Electric Avenue. A couple weeks ago, when we had those downpours, we got nailed pretty hard on the bottom side of the canyon from Tom Redican's driveway down to about Marnie's driveway and a little bit of Martin Lane and Mark Twain. Martin Lane was primarily due to blockages in the new culverts that we put in. So we're working to try to communicate with those homeowners about keeping an eye on their culvert pipes for their driveways. And then on another note, we're still trying to get the shoulders done on Sick Mile between vacations and illnesses, and it's kind of challenging to get a full crew. So that'll be an ongoing project.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Mm-hmm. My fellow highway commissioners have any questions for Jason?
Okay.
All right. Is there any public comment for Jason or regarding our highways and roads? All right. Again, thank you, Jason. Appreciate the update. Moving right along to item number 21 is to adjourn to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 22, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of business license second readings A through H. My fellow commissioners have any questions or comments about these second readings? All right. Is there any public comment regarding the second reading of these business licenses? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any care to make a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I move to approve the second reading of business licenses under agenda item 22, listed as A through H.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number 23. This is the second and final time for public comment. Is there any public comment today regarding anything? All right, not seeing any public comments. We are on to item number 24, which is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on this agenda. It is 10:46. The meeting is adjourned.